We have people from North Platte Public Schools in, starting with our interim superintendent, Dr. Damon McDonald. How are you doing today, Damon?
Good. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, and we've got our newest board member that just took over in January, and he is Mitch Wagner. Thanks, Mitch.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for coming in here. And we got our communications director, Brandon Peterson. How you doing, Brandon?
Doing great, thanks.
Good to have you as well. Mitch, talk a little bit about your background and what was the impetus for you hopping on the Board of Education here.
Well, I come from a family of teachers and actually went to school to become a teacher myself. And so I've always kind of had a concern for education and things go the right way, but since then, just been in retail businesses for about 25 years around town. So
you've been in it. You've managed or owned several businesses here in town. So I'm sure a lot of people know you, even though maybe they don't know your name. They know the face. So
yep, that's probably the case
for sure. Has it been about what you expected since you came on the board then, as far as duties? And
it's been a lot. Yeah. I guess I expected a fair amount, but it's been a lot of a lot of changes and whatnot.
Steep
and
learning curve.
Yeah, trying to catch up in a short order.
I'm sure the other members though have helped get you on board and up to speed with
absolutely. Yeah,
it's just what you need to work on. Huh?
Well, because I think we've had I don't know maybe eight meetings in a short amount of time. So
yes, you have.
It's been busy. Careful what you wish for.
Transition into interim superintendent, and then the search begins for a new superintendent. And Damon, for you, adding a few duties, right, finishing out the school year with the interim title of superintendent, for you, I mean, do you feel like that's a heavy lift, or for a short period of time that it's something that's manageable here?
Yeah, no, it's been really, I think it's been great just from the standpoint, obviously I've had some experience, you know, in my past as superintendent, before becoming the associate superintendent here. So it's easy to rely on those experiences and to continue to work with the Board of Education in regards to their goals and the direction that they're moving currently, and the goals of the strategic plan for the district. You know, I think that all falls in line, and so it's been an easy and smooth transition so far.
And it seems that Dr. Rhodes left it in good shape. It wasn't one of those situations where it was a hasty thing, and that he had to leave because things weren't going well. It seems like he did a good job, and everybody was on pretty much on the same page. It's just kind of like handing it off, and you're kind of the trustee here to finish out the school year.
Yeah, we really have a great team all the way through, from our cabinet to the administrative team, all the way through our schools with our teachers, you know, and that just translates down to our kids and the programs we're providing. So it, like I said, it's been a smooth transition.
Good. Brandon, you get the first part of it, dealing with the presentations. You have special presentations at these meetings and spotlight some students for academic achievement and then staff recognitions.
Absolutely.
So I'll let you do that.
All right. Well, first off, thanks to Principal Kirsten Bowman from Buffalo. She had students Rafe and Aiden come and talk about what they love about preschool. Anytime you might be having a sad day or anything, just spend a little time around our preschool students, and you'll come away with a smile for sure.
They
did a great job. I know I wouldn't have done as well as they did sitting in front of a school board and audience sharing about school, but they did a great job, and they had a video presentation where their classmates got to share what they learned. So we appreciate that.
Good.
We also had our Bulldogs of the Month, Reagan Lampe and Sam Euling, come and spend some time with us. And always great when you get a visit with future NPHS alumni and just kind of hearing about their experiences in school and what's going on beyond for them. And it's always good hope for the future when you get a visit with these individuals, because you know they're going to go out and do successful things and be good, productive neighbors and good people to have in our community. And then Employees of the Month, we actually kind of had a couple months to go through because we had some that weren't able to join us at our last board meeting. So we had Connie Kemper and Braden Courtney join us from McDonald Elementary, and we had Christy Morrison and Alexa Blackburn join us from Washington. And then from the high school, Teresa Schumacher and Bobby Cahill. All of these outstanding people, and everybody has their duties that they need to do as part of their job that's expected, but these people always go above and beyond things that are outside the extra duties, spending in extra time, going the extra way to make students feel welcome and to make sure that our students and visitors from the community have good experiences when they come and visit our schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the fact you can spotlight that you go out of your way, and I think a lot of schools do this and recognize value in it. You know, sometimes sometimes the best recognition is, although we'd all like loads of cash and extra fat paychecks, sometimes, though, it's even better to get recognition from your peers, isn't it?
We do, like, what we can, and the foundation is awesome to have because they're able to find sponsors that do, you know, provide gift packages yep. and things like that. So we're really appreciative of our foundation and all the businesses in town. When we talk about the canteen spirit in our school mission statement, that all kind of goes back to this of everyone supporting each
Everybody
other.
Everybody chipping in, yep, mm-hmm. to make life better for sure. Damon, you always, this time of year, you're dealing with teachers making decisions on whether they're coming back or able to come back. Many are moving because of just family things that come up. It's not anything because of they hate their job or anything like that. It's mostly just life situations that pop up. So with that, and you know who's leaving usually by this time of year, then you start seeking and hiring teachers to replace them. And so you had a number of those last evening.
Yeah, it's just that time of year. I think most school districts, you know, there's, like you said, families they're making decisions on whether it's a career choice, career change, a retirement, you know, whatever it yep. might be. We certainly appreciate, you know, what they bring to the district and the service that they provided for our kids. But at the same time, Mr. Mills and our HR department, they do a great job of getting out and recruiting and talking about North Platte Public Schools and talking about the programs that we have and talking about our mission and what our strategic plan is and the direction that we're moving. And so we're feeling very, very confident with the people that are coming in and the new staff. That's going to provide their experiences and services for the kids moving forward too.
Mm-hmm. What's your percentage of fresh out of college hires or people with a good amount of experience that choose to come to North Platte?
Yeah, it really just comes down to not necessarily looking at all those aspects. We kind of take a look at those pools, those candidates that are coming in. Obviously, experience helps in certain situations, but at the same time, we rely on those references and the reference checks that come in, and, yep. and then when we visit with those people, it kind of comes down to that interview and who you feel comfortable with and who's going to be the best leader for their classroom and those mm-hmm. kids, those buildings. Mm-hmm. So, you know, really doesn't matter at that point with experience or not experience. We're just looking for the best mm-hmm. candidate.
We've heard for years now that there's teacher shortages. Is it just limited now pretty much to certain subjects, basically, that sometimes you have to wait a little longer than you'd like for candidates to emerge? Or?
Well, it used to be that way, but mm-hmm. I think we're really starting to see that throughout all areas. It's just the pool of candidates. There's just not as many as you would anticipate or what has been anticipated in the past. You know, you may mm-hmm. typically get 15 to 20 for, a certain position in the past, and, you know, this day and age we're getting 2 to 5.
Okay. So it's just manifesting itself as the number of people that are applying,
yeah.
basically.
Yep, correct.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're able to fill these, and boy, you don't want that stress of going into the summer, do you, with positions still open, I know. So.
Yeah, that becomes a little bit more difficult, especially when most school districts will have people under contract mm-hmm. here mid-March to the first part of April, And, you know, typically once you're under contract, unless there's really a life-changing event, then, you know, you're kind of tied to that for that particular year. And mm-hmm. it becomes a little bit more difficult at that point if you have open positions.
Do these, I know the school year, the fiscal year starts July 1st, right? So, I mean, do the contracts start in July or with the first day of that teachers have to report, or how do you structure those?
Yeah, so in the state of Nebraska, the March 15th is the earliest that you could put out certified contracts for, mm-hmm. But then they naturally roll on April 15th in any given year. So we'd like to have that process done within that time frame, and then once those contracts are signed and moving forward, then you're pretty well locked in for that 26-27 school year that begins in August.
Okay, so you're under contract right away, basically.
Yes, then. Yep, okay. As soon as the board approves those contracts.
Okay, sounds good deal. You handle the finances. Are we looking, are the schools looking good with revenue coming in compared to going out? I know you have to balance it, but it's a challenge.
I mean, we're currently about 5.8% under budget, so that's really
under budget.
Where we would like
good
to
deal.
Be. You know, we're looking to make our general fund a little bit more solvent as we move forward. Our expenditures right now are outweighing our receipts, mm-hmm. And that's just typically because of the model that we're in with the system that we're in with the school property tax credits. You know, those credits come in later throughout the year. You know, we see those now in March and April, and in May seem to be the bigger receipt months. So, you know, when we see those, that'll help us to balance and become more solvent. Used to be September, January, and kind of a May, June time frame is your larger receipt months.
Okay.
Your expenditures are always, you know, they're balanced throughout every month, throughout the course of the year on average. And so that's what makes it a little bit challenging in regards to waiting mm-hmm. for those receipts to come in. But we use a lot of interfund transfers to help us with the general fund, and that would be through our depreciation or sinking or our building fund, our qualified capital purpose undertaking. Those other funds that we carry within the bank too, that help us when we have those low receipt months. So far we're looking
gets replenished solvent. When the receipts come in.
Yes,
then.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Needs to be replenished dollar for dollar. Those auditors, they don't like that if that doesn't happen. So
you're moving all this money around, but I don't see anything to replace it. There doesn't wash well. I wanted to one of you to touch on the Board of Education handbook a little bit, and the proposal for that, and what kind of what you're trying to include in this and the purpose of it. So, well, Mitch, you want to talk about that?
I can speak to that a little bit, I guess.
Okay.
Basically, what we're trying to do is have a handbook, which in my experience is something that generally boards have, but something that we probably should have, so that people that are coming onto the board kind of have a direction and a little bit of understanding of how we proceed and where we're going. I do believe we tabled it last night, so we haven't taken any action on it. There was a $3,000 expense to get started on it, so we were unsure if we should spend a little extra money at this moment. So, but I think it's something that we'll get done here in the next 6 months.
So you hire somebody to kind of guide you and what should be included, or
that's what we spoke about. But I'm sure there's other ways to do it. But mm-hmm. it would take some man hours from somebody. So.
Mm-hmm. So you think the board will go ahead at this point? You're still serious about making this happen then?
Yeah, I think it's something we believe we should do, but how quickly that will happen, it's still a board, right? So not
and
always light speed.
So it'll talk about a lot of different things, I notice, too, but things such as your mission and vision, protocols, governance standards, board superintendent relations, chain of command, complaint procedures, different things like that. So it's going to be very detailed, right, in how you handle various
Yes,
things.
I don't think it'll be a quick process because you have to have a lot of things. But, you know, in my case, personally coming on the board, it would have been really nice to have kind of a handbook to peruse and kind of mm-hmm. see the direction, you know. And, again, we're an elected board. You know, every 2 years you're switching out, you know, a third to half.
Right.
So it would be nice to be able to bring them into the fold quicker so that they can be useful quicker.
Well, it will be a process, and we'll just keep abreast of that. And when it's done, we'll have to tap into that. And whoever's here at the time, we'll ask them about some of the more points that we should be focusing on here. And then you're always dealing with updating your different policies the school has. One which caught my attention was the one about teaching controversial issues. And of course, you're going through these every few years. You roll through different things, but this is something that probably is coming. There used to probably not be quite as many controversial things, but in this day and age, probably parents are more concerned about this type of thing, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, at any time when you're a parent, you're wanting to know what's in front of your kids and what they're being exposed to, and so that's why we have a policy to help guide the district in regards to those decisions and those discussions when they do come up. And so it's good to review those policies, you know, either annually or every couple years, and get that in front of the board so that they can ask certain questions. And if we have some legal references that we need to follow up on, we can do that to get some more clarity there.
And I'm sure you always, if parents have any questions about what is being taught, the specific stuff taught in classrooms that they may or may not agree with, but you're always seeking input in a respectful way from parents, right?
Yeah, most definitely. I think that it's always good to listen and then provide feedback and solutions to those if you can. With public school systems, you're dealing with a lot of different students, a lot of different families, and so it's sometimes hard to pinpoint individual situations, and so you kind of go, and a lot of policies are around the majority. You know, when you look at those, you're trying to do what's best for all students.
Right.
And so we keep those things in mind when we develop policies and when we're working with legal counsel to do that.
Yep. All right. Brandon, did you have anything you wanted to add here at the end?
The main thing is kindergarten roundup is March 30th from 5:30 to 6:30. So just kind of a reminder to get those kids registered, and you can do that at nppsd.org, and right at the top of the website we have some handy links there for people to click to take them to that.
Okay. All right. We thank you, Dr. Damon McDonald, and thank you, Mitch. Nice meeting you today.
Nice to meet
Mitch
you.
Wagner and Brandon Peterson, and you have a great day and rest of your week, and before you know it, April will be here and we'll have you back again, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.